The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live in the beautiful downtown studios. When I picked up Barbecue Bob this morning, it was a balmy dozen out. It's going to be a beautiful day, partly cloudy, sun shining, but it's cold out. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop, and good morning, grilling folks. This is your backyard command center. We're going to keep you in control of your deck all winter long. We're going to make sure you're using that grill, that smoker, and you're making everybody happy. We're going to work hard to bring you tips on treats.
You know what? And the other thing that we're so blessed to be able to do is to bring in some great chefs from around the area that can come in and give you some of their tips with regard to how they grill things and the techniques that they use. And right now, joining us in the studio, we have Tina Marie Green from Kissing Rock Kitchens. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am doing very well.
All right, so we've got to break down this dish that you brought in. It's a Ukrainian stroganoff, if I understand that right.
That's right, that's right. And of course, it's Ukrainian only because my grandmother was Ukrainian.
Okay, so now there's some, describe this dish as I'm looking at it here. It looks like it's got homemade noodles in it. Is it beef that's in the stroganoff as well?
It's beef. It's top sirloin steak, which gets very, very tender and has a nice, nice taste. So that is in it, and the noodles are handmade. You're right.
Wow. And then you said there was some Imperial Stout microbrew in this. Tell us a little bit about that, why you use that in this dish.
Well, it's Russian Imperial Stout.
Oh, it's Russian. Okay.
Old Rasputin, which you can get at John Russo's Wine Warehouse in Delhi. Yeah, I use that because it has a real deep, earthy, thick taste to it. And I guess when I think of beef stroganoff, that's what I think of, is that really deep, earthy, rich taste.
It's wonderful. This is beautiful, and I love the sour cream topping. It's exactly how I do it. You use a different profile, but very nice.
Well, you know, I guess the original recipe, as they say, in the 1700s, made for the stroganoff family in Russia, they actually chunked the beef, and they did put a dollop of sour cream, warm sour cream, on the top. But commonly, we see it many different ways. We see it in strips of beef, and we see it with the sour cream mixed in, and I know I've certainly made it that way many, many times myself.
I was always under the impression that stroganoff, for some reason, was Hungarian, so that's Russian dish, huh?
Well, you talk to the Russians, it's Russian. You talk to Hungarians, it's Hungarian.
That's right.
I just like to cook it and eat it, so I'm good with either one.
I like talking to you because I get to eat it.
Yeah. I noticed that.
So, Tina, tell us a little bit about Kissing Rock Kitchens. What's that all about?
Well, Kissing Rock Kitchens is a facility where we teach cooking classes, and you can also call up and you can design your own cooking class. For example, someone called me up this past summer, and even though I taught grilling courses, they wanted me to design a grilling class for them. And so I did, and it was just called Grilling Everything, and we did. We grilled everything. But it's not just that. It's also personal chefing. So I do that on the premises or at folks' homes for special occasions, an anniversary, a birthday, holiday, you know, a gift. Gift certificates are available.
Ladies, if you're listening out there, this would be a great thing to do with three or four couples, is come together and have a professional like Tina Marie come in and teach you grilling techniques. You listen to the show every day when we're on, and we appreciate that, but there's nothing like having that hands-on teacher. Bob goes on the road and does this as demos with a lot of his equipment. I'm no teacher. I'm the best sous griller, if you will, that's out there, because I don't teach. I can assist, but
he's being modest, and a nibbler.
But having a professional come do this might be a special thing to do, even in the winter. You know, to break those winter doldrums. What a great Christmas gift! I'm sure that she could, Tina, you could work up some certificates or something for a grilling class if somebody wanted to go and
absolutely
have one of these at their house. Sure,
absolutely.
You know, Jop, that's a great idea. That's just a great idea. If you got five or six couples and somebody with a larger home, you could turn it into a party, a grilling class in your home in the winter. What a great thing to do on a Friday night.
Yeah. So get a new grill for Christmas, call me up.
Mm-hmm.
come on over there. I'll help you work through the bugs with it. We'll make some really great food. And grilling, to me, is a 365-day sport. So.
And, yes, and you need to invite the grilling guys if you do this, okay?
I remember that.
That's right. We finally refer to it as a one-handed sport as well, because we're always blessed to have great wine or beverages with us that our sponsors are promoting and delivering to us every year. And we enjoy mixing the beer and wine with the fine grilled food. And I know that you could probably do that at your classes as well.
Yeah, that's right. We've got all sorts of great things coming up. Randy wanted to talk a little bit, too, about some Christmas gifts we've got coming up in the next segment. And this time of year, if you don't know what to get your husband, I mean, you'll want to listen to that, because it's just a phenomenal way. Like, my wife has a tough time figuring out what to get me for Christmas, because, I don't know, I'm not much of a clothes hound. You know, I wear the same clothes for years and years and years, and I don't really care.
That's why you're in radio.
You're a good candidate for a gift certificate for a personal chef.
That sounds wonderful. We'll do it at Randy's house. He's got a big shack.
Wonderful.
Tina, where can we find you on the website?
Well, you can go to www.kissingrodkitchens.com. You can email me at kissingrodkitchens@gmail.com, and you can Facebook me at, guess what? Kissing Rock Kitchens.
Wow. I love that, the whole Kissing Rock, that road, that area is beautiful out there where you live. Mm-hmm. And you're on today because we were supposed to actually be with you at John Russo's Wine Warehouse for a remote, but because they switched to all internet phone system down there now, our equipment wouldn't work with their new phone system, so... Oh. These things all create trouble for the grill.
Yeah,
guys,
that's why. That's why we went from Citadel to Cumulus, because we get a better chipmunk to run the machine.
That's right. And I'm tired of pedaling that thing too.
Yeah, I know you're out of breath when you're on the air, aren't you? But anyway, but yeah, Tina, I see you also have some cooking classes on stir frying as well, which really isn't grilling, but on the other hand, that's something to do January 10th at the Kissing Rock Kitchens. So you know what? Thank you very much for coming into the studio. We really appreciate the fact that you took time out of your morning before you're going out there to John Russo's Wine Warehouse and Deli. But and thank you so much for the stroganoff. We'll grab that recipe from her and throw it on the website, thegrillingguys.com. So coming up next, we've got our Christmas gift ideas. Bob and I are going to blow through a list of things that every griller should have, and for the guy who has everything. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.